Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, 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 oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, bless his righteous name, hallelujah. He has done great things, hallelujah, so many great things. Oh, most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the name of Jesus Christ that we come on this morning with a grateful heart. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we come this morning with an attitude of gratitude. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, that we come confessing every sin of omission and commission. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, that we rejoice in this another day that you have made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great, 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 great. And your name is so greatly to be praised. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Father, we thank you for it. Father God, hallelujah. Now we surrender the day back to you. Father God, hallelujah. We rejoice, Father God, and our uprising. Father God, that you have commanded us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the praise, to give your name all the glory, and to give your name all of the honor. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for your faithfulness unto us. Father, even when we are not faithful unto you, we thank you, Father God, that you reign forever, forever, and forever. We thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We thank you, Father, for our tenacity in you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for, hallelujah, everything you have equipped us with, Father God, that we have utilized, Father God, hallelujah, to move forward in your kingdom. And we say thank you, Father God, for the spirit of progression. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because if it was not for you on our side, we do not know where we would be. So we honor you on today, Father God. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your word that never returns into your void. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your angels. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for a roof over our heads. Father, we want to say thank you for absolutely, absolutely everything. We bless you. So now, Father God, we commit this service into your hands that you and you alone will be glorified and your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified and Jesus Christ, he is Lord. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Amen. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 great. And our God's name is so greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, welcoming all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you for chiming in on this morning. Glory be to God. It's a beautiful place to be. It's a perfect place to be, and it's the right place to be. Amen. You have definitely come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. We want to thank God for this platform. Thank God for this space and time. Amen. It affords us the opportunity to meet together. Amen. Even though we're in different locations, when we come, we're in the same room. Amen. We're in the prayer room, at the prayer altar. Amen. Hallelujah. Feasting. Amen. At the tabernacle. Amen. Hallelujah. On at the Lord's table. Amen. It is a blessing indeed. Amen. So enjoy the services on today. Amen. Continue to come. Amen. Back over, over and over. Amen. Visit our website at lifewithjesus.org and find out more about our ministry. And there'll be other opportunities for you to partake. Amen. In the blessing of the Lord. Amen. That maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Amen. All right, all right, all right. We're still, amen, hallelujah, in our teaching on extreme obedience. Amen. The Lord has threw another angle in it. Amen. I love the Lord. I love studying with him, talking with him, allowing the Holy Spirit, amen, to show us, to take us deeper. Amen. If you want to go deep here, take you deep. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. This week, amen, hallelujah, we're still focusing on extreme faith, amen, but we're looking at extreme faith in extreme fear. Extreme faith in the midst of extreme fear. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, hallelujah. Turn with me in your Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter number 20. Genesis chapter number 20, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. I'm going to be reading out of the NIV. And it reads as thus. Now Abraham moved on from there into the region of the Negi and lived between Kadesh and Shur. For a while he stayed in Gerar. And there Abraham said to his wife, Sarah, she is my sister. Then Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent for Sarah and took her. But God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him, you are as good as dead because of the woman you have taken. She is a married woman. Now Abimelech had not gone near her. So he said, Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? Did he not say to me, she is my sister? And didn't she also say, he is my brother? I have done this with a clear conscience and clean hands. Then God said to him in the dream, yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience. And so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. Now, return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all who belong to you will die. Early the next morning, Abimelech summoned all his officials, and when he told them all that had happened, they were very much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham in and said, what have you done to us? How have I wronged you that you have brought such great guilt upon me and my kingdom? You have done things to me that should never be done. And Abimelech asked Abraham, what was your reason for doing this? Then Abraham replied, I said to myself, there is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she really is my sister, the daughter of my father, though not of my mother. And she became my wife. And when God had me wander from my father's household, I said to her, this is how you can show your love to me. Everywhere we go, say of me, he is my brother. Then Abimelech brought sheep and cattle and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham, and he returned Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, my land is before you. Live wherever you like. To Sarah, he said, I am giving your brother 1,000 shekels of silver is to cover the offense against you before all who are with you. You are completely vindicated. Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female slaves, so they could have children again. For the Lord had kept all the women in Abimelech's household from conceiving because of Abraham's wife, Sarah. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. What a reading. What a reading, beloved. Amen. Whew, Father God. Beloved, we see here in this portion of scripture, Father Abraham, a man of faith, a man of power. The Bible speaks about Abraham's faith. It speaks about, amen, him in the hall of faith. Amen. He was a friend of God. Amen. It talks about his walk, beloved. And it talks about his obedience to God. When we start talking about those, amen, and living a lifestyle of obedience, Abraham's name is in the group. Okay. We cannot overlook Abraham when we start teaching on faith. When we're teaching about obedience, you can't overlook Abraham. Jesus didn't even overlook Abraham. All in the New Testament, Jesus is making reference to Abraham. He's making reference to Moses. He makes reference to some of these patriarchs of old. And we admire their faith. We admire their obedience. I mean, how they went out on the limb. I mean, extreme obedience. Who gets up, packs up his stuff, and goes somewhere and don't even know where the heck you're going? Who does that? I mean, you don't have a clue. You're going to the East Coast? You're going to the West Coast? Well, where you going? You going downtown, uptown, in town? You going to stay in the city, going in the birds? Which direction you going, Matt? I don't know. I'm just following God. I mean, extreme, mesmerizing type of obedience. Obedience that'll make you drool. Like, really, God? But yet, beloved, when we take a deep look in Abraham's life today, maybe over the next couple of days, we'll see how the Holy Spirit wants to lead us. We see that this man of faith and power, extreme, outstanding, historical obedience, also suffered with fear. Ah, come on now. Come on, come on, come on, somebody. Can we get real? Can we get real? Can we get real on this morning? The man was scared. The man was scared. The man was scared. Even though he was doing what the Lord was telling him to do, he was following the instructions. He was crossing his T's. He was dotting his I's. Okay? He was walking. He was in accord with the Lord, walking a truck line with the Lord. Okay? All of this good stuff. Glory be to God. But in the midst of all that, we see, amen, his weaknesses. We see a part of his weaknesses. Why? Because we all got some. We can't beat him up. We can't beat him up. We can't beat him up. And we see, amen, that his weakness, amen, he was fearful because his wife was so beautiful. They said Sarah was stunning. Movie star type of beauty. You know how they know how to make them movie stars look gorgeous. They already gorgeous. But by the time they get finished with you in Hollywood, glory be to God with the makeup and this and that, and they be gorgeous. All right? Well, guess what? Sarah was gorgeous without Hollywood. Even in her old age, Sarah was fine. See? And Abraham knew, amen, that, hallelujah, that when they, well, he didn't know it, see, but what happened here is Abraham stopped trusting God. Abraham lost faith in God's protection.
Come on now, stop here for a second before we beat them up. Before we beat them up, how many of us have lost faith in God's protection? Huh? God is not able to keep you. God is not able to preserve you. Huh? Where do you think the angels are going to be when trouble comes? See, we think that the angels clocked out for lunch. See, and the angels are not there. God is not there. And we lose faith in God's protection. And this is what happened to Abraham. And he became fearful to the point that he started sinning. And that's what fear would do. Fear will cause you to sin because fear is a sin. God has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. And it caused Abraham to sin. Now he started telling lies. Baby, let me tell you, well, wasn't that his sister? Well, yeah, it was his sister, beloved half-sister, in other words, amen, not on his mother line, amen, but on his father line. Okay, his father had some other children, amen, that was not by Abraham's mother. Amen, beloved. Amen. But let me tell you something. A half-truth is a lie, and you can call it what you want. See, and not only that, amen, glory be to God. And when we read in Leviticus chapter 18, verse number 9, God later forbid. See, it was okay in the beginning to marry your half-sister. Amen. But let's look at Leviticus 18 and 9. When we get to Leviticus 18 and 9, God overruled, and he said, no more of this. No more, Liz. This ain't good. Okay? All right. And so let's look at it. Amen. Leviticus. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second here. Amen. Hallelujah. And chapter number 18. Excuse me. Verse 9. And it reads like this. All right. It says here, the nakedness. Leviticus 18 and 9, amen, and King James, let's go with the NIV. Do not have sexual relations with your sister, neither your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether she was born in the same home or elsewhere. All right, so this ruled out all that getting married to half-sisters, cousins, all that stuff, all right? God ain't with it. God ain't with it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God did away with it. So here, Abraham, a man, amen, full of power, caught in a lie. Caught in a lie. Ah, my God. Why? Not because Abraham was a liar, but Abraham was caught in a lie, fell into sin because Abraham was in fear. See, just because God gives you instructions to do something, that don't mean fear is not going to be there. Matter of fact, as we start this new twist in our theme, amen, glory be to God, over the next few days or however the Lord has taken, and we examine different Bible characters, beloved, you're going to see they all have fear. Matter of fact, in my study, I haven't found one yet who didn't have fear. Just because faith is there, just because God has given you instruction, God has told you what to do, you know it's God's will for you to do it, God has already confirmed it, that don't mean you ain't going to be scared. But guess what? You got to do it anyhow. Somebody said, do it afraid. Ah, by God, hallelujah. Somebody said, do it in fear. Baby, let me tell you something. You got to walk right through fear. You got to walk right through fear like you was walking down the hallway, amen, to get to the other room. You got to walk through fear because glory be to God, hallelujah. Fear ain't going nowhere. Fear ain't going to necessarily disappear. You could be binding fear all day and all night. When you get finished, you still scared. Glory be to God. So what you going to do? Are you going to succumb to the fear? Or are you going to succumb to the faith? So you're not going to do what God told you to do because fear, your fear is stronger than your faith? No, no, no. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Your faith has to be stronger than your fear.
Ah, come on, somebody.
So here we see, beloved, amen, Abraham, amen, hallelujah, telling Ahab, this is not the first time he did it. We'll read, amen, in Genesis, amen, chapter number 12, and Genesis chapter number 20. Abraham, amen, he was getting comfortable. Because, you know, once you tell one lie, it's easy to tell another. Y'all liars know what I'm talking about. Come on now, we all done told a lie. We call a little white lie. It ain't no white lie, pink lie, red lie, blue lie. Amen. A lie ain't nothing but a lie. Huh? You gotta be careful with that lying, baby. You gotta be careful. You got to bring that in. See, because the Bible tells us all liars gonna have their part in the lake of hell. That's what the Bible says. God gonna send me to hell for a little white lie. Look, I'll tell you what, just bring it under the blood and don't do it no more. This don't take no chances. This don't take no chances. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See? So Sarah, yes, was his half-sister. She was also his wife. Glory be to God. But Abraham's intent, see, was to deceive the Egyptians because he was fearing. See, you know the acronym for fear, F-E-A-R? False evidence appearing real. That's how the devil gets you. He had you thinking all this stuff. Glory be to God. You know me. It is mental malpractice. Because the devil got you thinking this and that, what could happen, what might happen, glory be to God, and none of that, amen, glory be to God, is going to happen unless you make it happen, because as a man thinking, so is he. But when your imagination just goes wild, you're a nervous wreck. I'm just so scared that this might happen and that might happen, and what if I do shit, and fear. Fear. See? And so what does it do? It cripples your faith because you can't move in faith now because now you're paralyzed by your imaginations, your wicked imaginations, your wrongful imaginations. See? Now you can't move forward. You're paralyzed right where the devil wants you. You can't move in faith. You're in the same place you was. Well, guess what? Glory be to God. Really, when you remain in the same place you was, you're really in a backslidden position because the kingdom of God is progressive. It keeps moving forward, baby. When you stop moving, see, most people think that when you backslide, you actually got to take a step back. No, you don't have to take a step back. All you got to do is stop moving. See? If you got a bunch of men, okay, in the army, you just use that. Amen. They marching. They in practice. They marching. They going forward. All right. And you got about 50 men. Everybody moving, going forward in the same direction. And you stop. You stop to fasten your shoestring. You stop to do something. Huh? Guess what? That army goes forward. See? They done left you behind. Glory be to God. So Abram's intent was to deceive the Egyptians because he feared that if they knew the truth, that they was going to get Sarah. See, fear. They're going to find out she's so beautiful, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill you. Didn't God give you a promise? Didn't God send you an assignment? Well, why would God allow you to die? You see what fear does to you? You start erasing the promises of God. See, glory be to God. It's shifting you into another dimension. Amen. Glory be to God. So they're going to kill you, Abraham. Okay, so where the angels going to be when they're killing you? So the angels are just going to watch them kill you, angel, Abram? You see how, beloved, amen, everything is shifted now. Our logic is shifted. Our faith is shifted. How is God going to send you on an assignment and allow you to die premature, Abram? You see? And this is the way Abram should have been talking to himself. And just let me say this morning. It's the way you need to be talking to yourself, beloved. When fear steps in, because fear will, amen, step in. You can count on that. Fear coming. Glory be to God. See? Hallelujah. So that he was fearing now that they were going to kill him. Amen. Because she was so beautiful. Amen. She was desirable. Amen. To Pharaoh's harem. See? Because of her wealth, beauty, potential for political alliance. As Sarah's brother, Abram would have been given a place of honor. So this is how he's thinking. You know how we think we got everything figured out? Especially you smart people out there. You know, the ones with the high IQ and intelligence, and you think you got everything figured out. I mean, you can map it on paper. This is how this going to roll. Okay, so when this happens, I'm going to do this. Okay, and then they're going to come to me for this way. And when they come to me this way, I'm going to come to them that way. See, and then when they come to me, because I know they're going to come to me, and this is what I'm going to tell them. And we got that thing all figured out. Huh? And guess what? And 9 out of 10 times, you wrong. Because it don't even play out like that. Because don't nobody know how God going to move. And you best believe he ain't going to move the way you think he going to move. Because otherwise, you would be God. Why don't you and God just exchange seats? And you be God, since you got everything figured out. So he figured if they thought that he was her husband, see, his life would be in danger. Because the only way that Pharaoh could have taken her was that if her husband was dead. So he figured, well, they just killed me. Beloved, God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Abraham lost faith. How did he lose faith, beloved, for this season, for this moment, for this situation? How did he lose faith in God's protection? Fear took over. And some of us be the same way. Some of us be the same way. We be so scared. God be telling us, it's okay, you can go. He said, no, I ain't going. Something may happen. I ain't going. This might break out. That might break out. They might start shooting. I hear they kidnapping people. Well, I hear they carjacking people. Where all this come from? Where all this come from if God told you to go? If God gave you instructions, it was okay to go, for you to do this thing. Amen. What's the problem? And this is where Abraham was. See? So he lost faith in God's protection even after all God promised him. We just void God's promises and we start looking at what the devil, amen, is showing us. False evidence appearing real. Well, I might die and this and that. Well, what about the scripture there that Jesus was wounded for your transgression? Yeah, we know you're going to die, but this ain't your season to die. So why are you trying to die and it ain't your season to die? See. And so he told a lie. And beloved, this shows how lying compounds the effects of sin. Because when Abraham lied, his problems multiplied. Oh, lying don't solve nothing. Lying don't solve nothing, beloved. And when you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie, and you got to tell another lie. And things just keep getting worse, Lying on your income tax, lying, amen, on your contract, lying to people, lying to God, just lying. Think, you know, to get you out of hot water for that moment. But no, you didn't get out, whatever. You done went deeper and deeper and deeper, and this is what Abraham found out. See, Because he should have dealt with that fear, not lied to it. You can't lie with fear. You can't compromise with sin. You can't waltz with sin. You can't dance with it, baby. You have to overcome that. Lay aside the weight and the sin that keep tripping you up. Because every time you do it, it comes back stronger. It comes back stronger now. See? Glory be to God. That sin is stronger. Why? Because you're feeding it. So now Abraham, being crippled, great man of faith, great man of power, amen, but could not, amen, he allowed these two situations here, amen, to cripple him. Look, I don't know about you, but don't you want 100? Lord, help me to make 100, because 99 and a half just won't do. And you have some people, they say, Lord, just give me a C. What's the passing grade? The C is the pass. Just give me a C. C plus or C minus. You can go with a C minus. You ever give me the C minus? I don't care. Just give me a passing grade. Huh? Don't you want to graduate cum laude? Huh? At the top of the class? Ah, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. Abraham used the same trick, amen, two times. And that's what sinner do. See, the first time you say, okay, I did it the first time. And then you go back and do it again. See, you see why you got to kill it? See, because you did it the first time, you got away with it. So I'll just sin a second time. Abraham's was telling a lie. I don't know what yours is. But you're going to find, and every time you do it, it's going to get easier and easier and easier. Amen. And if you don't deal with that thing, what's going to happen is, glory be to God, your conscience becomes seared, where it don't even bother you no more. You're no longer convicted by the Holy Spirit. And that's when the Bible speaks in Romans chapter number 8, and it tells us, and God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Because it didn't bother them no more. You sin in a minute. You don't even think about it. This is what you do now. You just lie. Or whatever your idiosyncrasy is. Whatever it is you haven't dealt with. Whatever it is that showed up. Amen. And the only reason it showed up was to stop you from moving forward in faith. Stop you, amen, from fulfilling your destiny. Stop you. See? And we're not saying it's not real. We're not here saying that Abraham had no reason to be scared. We probably would have been scared too. We're not saying that. All we're saying is that in extreme obedience, you have to overcome extreme fear, because the devil ain't going to send no little bit of fear when God has a great calling on your life. Your opposition is going to be on the same rank, amen, as your calling. If you're moving at a speed of momentum of 200 miles an hour in faith, you best believe that your opposition is going to be equivalent to that. He's not going to send no baby ant and you're moving in giant faith. You're moving in giant faith. He's going to send giant opposition. But you got to overcome it. Sometimes you're shaking. Look, you wait till we get to Moses. Sometimes you might be shaking in your boots, almost urinating on yourself, huh? Sweating and carrying on, huh? But what? But you're still moving. Where you going? I'm going to do what God told me to do. Well, what about this? Well, what about it? What if this happened? What if it happened? That's God's business. That's God's business. I'm going to do what God told me to do, and I'm going to leave the consequences to God. See? And that's where Abraham should have did, but Abraham let fear take him over. And not once, he did it twice. Same trick, trying to protect himself. Abraham, wait a minute, Pastor. Is this the same Abraham? Yeah, it's the same Abraham, baby. Yeah, the one in the hero of faith. Yeah, the hero of faith. Yeah, him. That the same one. See, But he did not learn his lesson well enough the first time. See, God is teaching all of us something. He's teaching us, babe. Everything you go through is for a reason. I don't know why I'm going through this, because God is trying to tell you something. You in training for reigning. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who call according to his purpose. You in training. You in classroom training. See. But Abraham didn't learn his lesson well enough the first time. So he fell into the temptation again. And see, temptation is not a sin. It's only when we yield. Abraham didn't have to yield, but he did. And so he risked turning a sinful act into a sinful pattern by lying. Whenever he suspected his life was in danger, he just told a lie. See, that's the danger of sin. That's why God said, get rid of it right now. Why? Because all right now, okay, you did it once. Okay, you did it twice. But now it's a pattern. It's a pattern. Every time your back is against the wall, you tell a lie. Come on now. Every time you're in a situation, you pull this trick out, that trick out. Now you're walking in a pattern of sin. Now you know you're in trouble. You know you're in trouble. See, because now you're getting caught up in that stronghold of sin. Huh? You're in the web. Huh? Yes, the devil is tangling you up right where he wants you. How in the world did you get here? Fear. I was just scared. I was just scared what they was going to say. I was just scared. I was scared for my life. I was scared for this. I was just scared. Just tell the truth and shame the devil. Beloved, no matter how much we love God, certain temptations are especially difficult for us to resist. These are the vulnerable spots in our spiritual armor, and the devil knows they're there. Oh, the devil, look, God is a spirit, so is the devil. The devil is spirit too. Looking for a body to live in. The same way the Holy Spirit's looking for a body. Know ye not that you are the temple of the living God? When you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live with you. But guess what? The devil is looking for a body too. Huh? The devil is a spirit. Glory be to God. And he can check out your spiritual armor. He see where you got dents. He see where you got a weakness over there. There's some fear in your life pertaining to certain areas. Huh? Glory be to God. Some of you fearful, amen, and go, that fear thing, you fear for your children, don't even want your children to go out the house. Fearful, you're going to get broke, scared to spend $20. I mean, all type of stuff that keeps us in bondage and being fruitful for the Lord's kingdom. And the devil knows it. He exploits it. Because he said, if I can keep you there, I can keep you out the will of God. If I can keep you there, I'll keep you stumped. If I can just keep you there, I can work you over. You won't even be able to sleep at night when I get finished with you. As we struggle with these weaknesses, beloved, we can be encouraged to know that God is watching out for us, just as God was watching out for Abraham. Seeking our own strategy without him only worsens the matter. And that's where we all come short. I got this thing figured out. I got this figured out. I got a strategy. I got a plot. I got a plan. I got it. I got it. Where you get it from? Well, you know, I went to school. Well, you know, I'm a person of wisdom. Well, you know, I've been through this before. All of them is the wrong answers. All of them is the wrong answers. Because it didn't come from God, baby, you ain't got nothing. There's a way that seemeth right, but it ain't right. See? And so Abraham here messed up. Once, twice that the Bible records. I don't know, could have been some more. Amen? We have messed up. We still messing up. See? Because God give us something to do, and we take the guts, the extreme obedience. I mean, it's extreme obedience for us to take a step or two in the direction that God is calling us, and then here come the devil. What did I tell y'all? Life is not compared to checkers. I like to play checkers. I'm teaching myself how to play chess. Denzel Washington in his movie, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, Training Day, amen, when he was talking to the rookie, amen, he said, man, life is not checkers, life is chess. He never lied. And I use that over and over again, because here you go. You're being obedient, okay? You're taking this step of faith. You're doing what the Lord telling you to do. You're feeling good about it. And now the devil want to checkmate you. He want to block you. Oh, you took a step, huh? Oh, really? I got this for you. And here he comes with something, false evidence appearing real, something to plant that seed of fear in your life, so you could take your attention off God and look at the situation. You could take your eyes off God and look at the doctor's report. Amen. Look at the report. Look at the mail that came in. Look at this. Look at that. Amen. All of that. Amen. Glory be to God to stop you. And what should you be doing when those situations happen, beloved? Well, I'm going to close with this. Glory be to God. Lord's willing, we'll pick up here tomorrow. This is what you should be doing. Amen. When I didn't say if the situation comes. I didn't say if, because the situation coming. Okay? The devil will leave you for a minute. Amen. But he coming back. He coming back. Don't worry about it. He'll leave you for a season. He coming back. All right. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Beloved, fear has torment. I like the way Bishop Lambert put it. Bishop Lambert said, if you're going on a trip, and you had to catch an airplane. Say you had to catch a flight to go on a trip. And then you feel like, I might die. The plane might crash. And you're scared to get on that plane. He said, that's the time to get on the plane. He said, because God didn't give you that spirit of fear. He said, when God take you, it'll probably be, amen, a time when you have peace about it. When you don't even thinking about it, that's when, if God was going to take you on the plane, that's when God would take you. He said, if you have fear, he said, no, get on the plane. He said, that's the devil. Why? Because God has not given us a spirit of fear. Whenever there is fear in your life, you best believe that the devil is breathing down your neck. It's not God. God is the author of peace. If there is fear in your life and confusion in your life, it's not God. Otherwise, you're trying to make God a liar. He said, God has not given us a spirit of fear. It only came from one place. And the purpose of that extreme fear is to hinder your extreme obedience. I come to tell you, keep going. Keep going. Where you going, Pastor? I said, I'm going somewhere. Aren't you scared? Yeah, you better believe I'm scared. I'm shaking up in my boots, but it ain't going to stop me. I'm going to keep going. How you going to get there? I don't know. I'm going to keep going. Who going with you? I don't know. I'm going to keep going. Well, how you going to do this? And how you going to do that? I don't know, but God will make a way somehow. He made a way for Jonah. He made a way for Moses. He made a way for Abraham. He made a way for Esther. I say God going to make a way somehow. Glory be to God. God has sent me on an assignment. I told the Lord I'll go. Glory be to God. I'm not going to allow nothing to hinder my obedience. Nothing. So I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it sound like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what it tastes like. I don't care. The devil can't stop me. He
me. I'm not going to allow him to play no tricks on my mind. Mental malpractice got me tossing and turning about what could go wrong. I ain't going to focus on what could go wrong. I'm going to focus on what's going to go right. I'm not going to focus on losing. I'm going to focus on winning. Glory be to God. Because if God be with me, who can be against me? Come on, somebody. How you going to lose with the God we choose? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said, I'll go. Father God, help us. Help us to overcome the fear. Help us to overcome the fear that has us crippled. The fear that has stopped us and blocked us and hindered us, Father God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Some of us, Father God, are way beyond schedule. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, things you told us to do months ago, years ago, Father God, hallelujah. We keep making excuses why we have not obeyed you. Oh, Father God, because we have allowed that spirit of fear to hinder us, that false evidence appearing real. Oh, Father God, we have caused it to cripple us. Oh, Father God, not realizing and remembering that you are greater than our fears. You are greater than our problems. You are greater than the devil. You are the greatest of all. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Help us to make the shift. Help us to unshackle ourselves. Help us to confess our sins. Oh, God, this day, God, open our eyes, open our faith, and help us to run. Father God, even if fear is there, help us to run with the fear. Even if fear is there, help us to walk with the fear. Whatever we're going to do, crawl with the fear, but keep moving in the direction that you've called us. Forgive us for every lie, and forgive us, Father, for every sin, Father God, that we have allowed to slow us down, and help us to lay aside the weight and the sin that is tripping us up and delaying us from reaching our destiny. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. There it is, there it is, there it is. That's the word for the God on today. Amen. Extreme obedience in extreme fear. Amen. And we'll pick up here, Lord's willing, on tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Let us pray. 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 Let us pray in obedience. Amen. Even when you're fearful, pray anyhow. Daniel wasn't fearful. He should have been, but he wasn't. He kept on praying. He lifted his windows up and prayed. Prayed three times a day. Hallelujah. Fear might have crossed his mind, but he did not allow fear to intercept. Amen. What God has called him to do. Don't you allow it to do you either. Amen and amen. I believe that's our announcements for today. And we give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, place and station. In Jesus' name, if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, stop making excuses. Step out of fear. The devil's telling you, the devil's trying to steal your youth. The Lord don't want you. The Lord trying to steal your youth. The Lord don't want you to have fun. The Lord don't want this. The Lord going to do this. The Lord going to nix all that. This nix all that. God is in your best interest. Know that. Amen. Give Jesus your life. Amen. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and ye shall be saved. Amen and amen. All right, Father God, hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. Amen. As Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Walk in the blessing, saints. Hallelujah, because let me tell you this, and we'll be talking about this in our series, there is extreme blessings and extreme obedience. Ooh, I can't wait to get there. Can't wait to get to that one. Amen. Extreme blessings, not ordinary blessings, not everyday blessings. I'm talking about mouth-dropping blessings when we walk in extreme obedience. Get extreme. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we serve an extreme God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you.
I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in you, you. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
God is able to do
just what he said.
Every promise,
yeah.
To you.
Don't give up on.
about. Has anybody ever wanted to throw in the towel? Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when He won't give up on you. He's able.